From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine for Friday, June 30th, 2017. And on this day, Maine lawmakers taking votes on the state's two-year, $7.1 billion budget designed to prevent a shutdown of state government. More schools are now trying to create weekly early release days to give teachers more time to work together. Some parents aren't happy. That's ahead in a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by USM's Muskie School of Public Service Masters of Policy Planning and Management, preparing students to be a force for positive change in their communities.
As many people are traveling or celebrating the beginning of the 4th of July holiday, the state of Maine is bracing for a partial government shutdown. An impasse over the two-year state budget continues at the State House in Augusta, where tensions are high. Mal Leary is there, and he joins us live. Afternoon, Mal.
Evening. I think it's still evening, isn't it?
Yeah, we're kind of on the cusp there, right? So are we any closer to seeing a compromise budget passed by the legislature?
Well, we're a little closer to seeing a compromise budget. The House has given initial approval 87 to 60. What's interesting there is nine Republicans abandoned the rest of their caucus to support, to go with the Democrats in supporting that budget. As we speak, the state Senate is debating that first round of voting, the initial voting for the budget.
So even if it does pass, it needs a two-thirds majority, and I'm wondering if that looks likely.
Well, that's the big question that we're looking for. Right now, in the House vote, they're well short of the 101 that's needed in order to finally enact the budget. We don't know what the Senate vote is yet. As I said, they're debating as we speak. It's expected they may have the two-thirds vote in the Senate, but then it goes back to the House for final enactment. And final enactment under the Constitution, because it's an emergency and the budget has to take effect immediately, it's a two-thirds vote, which is 101 votes. So you're going to have to see some votes shift in the House, which I have seen happen in the past, by the way, in order for this budget to take effect.
Okay. Let's say it does pass by a wide enough margin. The governor has sent strong signals, and I mean strong signals, that he does not like this measure and will not
really
act
strong
on it for 10 days. Now, does that assure a shutdown?
Well, I think it does, because what's happening is the governor has said even if they gave him a budget with a two-thirds vote tonight, he's going to take all 10 days allowed under the Constitution to actually veto the budget. So when you've got that kind of a situation, you realize that you're really in a deadlock. And this just in, Ed, I just got a text message from my colleague, Steve Missler. Senate passed the initial vote on the budget 34-1. So the Senate very strongly supporting this compromise budget.
So we expect that lawmakers are going to be there fairly late tonight?
That's a good question, because what happens next is if it fails in the House, they could have several votes to try to finally pass it. They can continue to reconsider, which only takes a majority vote. So we're going to have to wait and see. The Speaker had threatened to bring them in every single day until they get a budget, and that, of course, means a Sunday session and even on the 4th of July, maybe. So we're talking about a crisis at the moment at the State House with the legislature just not being able to pass this budget.
Thanks, Mal. Maine Public Radio's Mal Leary, live from the State House, and me walking all over him there. Almost any teacher will tell you that they've got more on their plates today than they did 15 or 20 years ago. New initiative, tests, teacher evaluation, and then there's the new state mandate that every student graduate with a proficiency-based diploma. That means that many teachers are now rethinking how they work. And that takes time, so more schools are now trying to create weekly early release days to give teachers more time to work together. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, some parents are not happy.
English teacher Kristen Vernace says that a few years ago, finding time to talk to other teachers was nearly impossible. She'd try to sneak in time during lunch or a free period.
And it's so short, and like everyone else was saying, kids are knocking on the door, and you felt like you were just trying to stay afloat. Like, okay, when are we going to give the test? Or when is the essay going to be due? That you didn't actually get into the actual lesson planning and unit planning.
Vernace says teachers need to talk with each other constantly in order to work together to meet new state mandates on things like teacher evaluation and proficiency-based diplomas. Administrators agree.
We don't want to get to 11th grade and say, oh dear, we have these major gaps.
Auburn Superintendent Katie Grondin says in her district, teachers have been clamoring for years to get more time to talk about the best ways to help students.
You need to sit down, have a conversation, really talk about the content, the curriculum, what's the expectation? What's the pacing for students to get to graduation?
This year, the district moved to do something about it. It proposed a plan to add 13 early release days next year, about two afternoons a month, where teachers can gather together and talk about lesson plans, curriculum, and data. An analysis by Maine Public Radio found that dozens of school districts across Maine have already adopted similar approaches to the school day. The structures vary from a few shortened days per year to early release days every single week, all devoted to professional development.
Wrote down some notes as well.
But the district's initiative has been met with pushback. Earlier this year, parents packed into the Auburn City Council chambers to tell Grondin and the school board about why they felt these shortened school days aren't good for high schoolers. Parent Claire Nasinovich says students would now be let out at noon with minimal supervision. She says that puts working parents like her in the lurch.
Schools, I think, need to take that into consideration that, you know, I often have to rearrange my work schedule to make sure I can carpool. The reality for older kids is that daycare is not a good solution because they're too old for daycare.
And parents like Matthew Kovacovich say the new schedule will also impact how much time students have to learn.
For me personally, it comes down to instructional time. You really just can't touch that.
The district says it can fix that by reducing the time that students walk between classes. But while Auburn tries to strike a balance between teacher development and student instruction, some other schools say they've found new ways to do it.
So why don't we start by looking at what we feel like we can take out.
At Elliott's Marshwood High School, near the New Hampshire border, a group of teachers gathers in front of a computer to analyze and compare their lessons to make sure every student is learning the same content. Every week, these teachers are given nearly 2 hours to do this. Superintendent Mary Nash says the process of finding time took a long time to figure out.
So it took us a whole year as a district of conversation to figure out how we did that.
But 2 years ago, the district came up with a solution to completely redesign its school day. The district decided to expand the school day from kindergarten through 12th grade, from 6.5 hours to 7. Then on Thursdays, high schoolers would come in late and middle and elementary students would leave early. Nash says the new approach gives teachers a 100-minute block every week to work together. And it actually gives students more time in the classroom.
It just escalated our work. It accelerated it.
And to create supervision for younger students, curriculum director Heidi Early-Hersey says the district designed an after-school learning lab where ed techs work with students to help with reading and math. About a quarter of the school's kids go every week.
They try to provide some additional literacy and numeracy experiences for kids and then parents can pick up at regular time.
The district says this change required time, money, negotiations with the local teachers' union, and educators who were willing to put in this extra work. But Jennifer Davis with the National Center for Time and Learning says more schools are expanding their school day like this, and they're seeing results.
Many of the highest performing, for example, charter schools in this country, they actually operate 50 to 60% more learning hours for students. And you know, you're seeing very impressive educational gains for students in those settings compared to students who are in traditional school settings.
In Auburn, the district tabled the proposal in May, but it will keep talking about how to get teachers professional development. Because as the deadline to meet new state mandates gets closer, educators say they'll need all the time they can get. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And for Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, June 30th, 2017. Thanks to Steve Missler, Jill Baker, Belle Fall, Keith Shortall, and our digital team, I'm Ed Morin.